future classic readers. Level 10. The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Published and copyrighted by eFuture. Introduction. The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde is the title of a novella written by Scottish author Robert Louis Stevenson. It was first published in 1886. This story fits in the genres of horror, drama, thriller, and even science fiction. It is about a lawyer who investigates strange occurrences between his old friend, Dr. Henry Jekyll, and the evil Edward Hyde. Stevenson wrote this story after he became interested in how personalities can affect a person. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde was an instant success. It is also one of Stevenson's best-selling works. Born in 1850, Stevenson did not have a healthy childhood. He developed tuberculosis at an early age. This illness made him thin and frail for most of his life. He entered university at the age of 16 to study engineering. Lighthouse design was his family's profession, and his father wanted him to join the family business. However, Stevenson found himself drawn to language, and he began to write. When he was 21, he decided to become a writer. His father strongly opposed this. Stevenson agreed to study law as a compromise. Although he finished law school in 1875, he did not practice it. Instead, he felt he should become a writer. His travels influenced a lot of his writing. He was often abroad, and his journeys inspired some of his early works. During his lifetime, Stevenson was a successful novelist, poet, and travel writer. Even today, his stories are well known all over the world. As a result of his success, Stevenson was a literary celebrity during his lifetime. This was very rare for writers during the 19th century. Stevenson and his family moved to the island of Samoa in 1890. He died there just 4 years later. He was buried at the top of Mount Vea, overlooking the sea. The steep path leading to Stevenson's grave is called the Road of Loving Hearts.